Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Lauderdale County High School in Rogersville, Alabama, as we continue to congratulate the Lady Tigers who won
the 3A state championship, the Alabama High School Athletic Association championship. This is their 14th championship in the history of Lauderdale County girls basketball. I'd like to welcome to the show first Carla Tate Clemens. Welcome, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you. And this is your first year as the head coach.
First year as the head coach, yes. I've been here assistant for 17 years. So,
have you had anybody indicate to you how many first-year coaches have won state championships? Because I have no idea.
I have not. That, I don't know that.
That has to be pretty rare. That has to be a rare occurrence in your first year. So being a first-year coach, what do you think made this team come together to be successful? Because normally a first-year coach is rebuilding, you're trying to train your young people up for the next couple of years as they get to junior and senior level. But here you are, your first year as a head coach, and you won a state championship.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I have been here 17 years, so it wasn't like I was just totally new just coming in here. So I know the girls, and, you know, we had five seniors this year. So, you know, last year we had one, and the year before that we had one, but this year we had five, which I think helped a whole lot with experience. And, you know, and just, you know, what happened the past couple of years, you know, us not making it there, I think just motivate them even more, and they just came together. They bought in, you know, really what we were trying to do. You know, we talked a lot about being more mentally tough. We talked about that a lot this year, about being mentally tough, because physically, you know, and skill-wise, you know, we were good, but I think mentally tough is what, you know, kind of carried us along this year. You know, when things don't go our way, you know, how you're going to handle it. And of course, in that final game, you saw that, you know, being mentally tough, getting down 18 in the third quarter, you know, instead of hanging your head, and you know, they could easily, like I said, throw in the towel, down 18, and but they didn't. They never gave up, and they fought back, and never did panic, and never did get discouraged. So
I didn't even panic. I was listening. I was like, they can do this.
I wouldn't say I didn't panic, but I didn't. I'm not saying I wasn't a little nervous either.
Your husband said he was a little nervous.
Yeah.
With 17 years of coaching here before becoming a head coach, I know having 17 years here, but it's different being an assistant coach than a head coach. So what was the transition like for you to come into this new role?
I mean, as far as basketball goes, it wasn't a whole lot of difference. It's just all the other behind-the-scenes stuff, you know, that's, you know, just all the paperwork and all that stuff, you know.
New responsibilities.
Yes, just a lot of more responsibilities. And, of course, you know, if you lose, you know, it's all the head coach's fault.
Or a kicker's fault.
Or the kicker's fault. Right, so.
Been there, done that.
Yep.
So as we continue to talk about this championship, we have with us as well Ainsley Shelton, Armani Thomas, and Shyla Marks. Now, I will say at the offset, Shyla Marks is a daughter to Sonia Romine Marks, which I grew up with as well, just like we went to school together, Carla.
Yes, sir.
Coach Clemens. And you had a team and teams when you played that were successful as well. One of the things that I observed when I first moved to Rogersville in 1994 was a sign outside of town that was indicating that the girls' basketball team was successful, mm-hmm. winning state championships. Now, coming from Birmingham, which I was born in Athens but moved to Birmingham because my granddad was a preacher, coming from Birmingham at Hueytown High School and even Irwin, girls' basketball was not at the top of the list. Mm-hmm. It was very unusual to see that when I came into a community that girls' basketball was the leader in sports. What is the difference here since you've been a player, you've been a coach, you've been surrounded, Larry Senior, the history of Coach Senior. What is the difference or the magic here that makes girls' basketball what it is?
Yeah, I was going to mention Coach Senior. You know, he's the one who started this program and built this program up and pretty much built girls' basketball up in the state of Alabama. You know, and he set the preference, you know, up there. And I mean, I just think it's just tradition. I mean, I think we had five girls on the team that moms had played, I think, for a state championship. So, I mean, I mean, it's just tradition, I think. I mean, I think they grow up being around it so much. They grow up in the gym, and when they're born and as little kids and little girls, and they're in the gym so long, and that's just what, you know, they just work for that, and that's just their goal is every year too. I mean, it's to play for a state championship, and they work hard for it, and that's their goals, and that's just what they grow up wanting to do. So,
I remember one basketball player in particular. When we went to the state semifinals in football, she said, "I hope y'all go ahead and lose so people can start paying attention to basketball." And it was interesting to me that basketball was so important. But I understand it with 14 championships. You know, this is very important to Lauderdale County, the tradition. Mm-hmm. You have players that come over here to be a part of this team because they know the success. So it's been an amazing run for many years, and you have a lot of alumni who have been part of this program who've come back. Yes. And given back to the program. And I think that's important that yes. when you receive, you also give.
Yes. Like I said, we do have a lot of alumni. It's just crazy that the response from the alumni, you know, when we won this, you know, past former players, you know, it's just crazy at the response we got from them and the support we have from them, and it's just awesome. So
yes. And before we get into the girls, one of the questions I like to focus on within my show, two things: who played a major role in your life, who's important to you that made a difference, an impact in your life to get you to where you are, and then what are you doing or what do you feel like you're doing that's making an impact because of their influence on you, Coach Clemens?
It's going to be Larry Senior. Let's see if I can do this without crying. Like I said, he had a huge impact on my life. And I always said, look, if I could do what he did and just have just the half impact on their lives as he had on mine, then I'm doing something really great. So, you know, I just hope that, you know, I just try to be a positive influence to them, and, you know, maybe be, like I said, if I could just have just a smidgen of impact on theirs as he had on mine. So, I mean, you love the game because of him. He made you love the game. Plus, you just loved him, too. I mean, absolutely. So it made you want to even play harder and work harder and win because of him. I remember after our last game, we lost in the Final Four my senior year. I was so upset, and it wasn't because I lost. It's because he didn't win. That's what I was more upset, because we lost. You know, he didn't win. Not because I lost, because he didn't win. So,
yeah. One of the things that I remember about Coach Senior, and I worked really hard at kicking a football. I was at the field a lot, hours and hours. And one time I came to the gym, and Coach Senior called me over. And I wasn't really good with girls anyway. But here I am in front of all these girls, and Coach Senior saying, you know, if you'll work like Mark does, and you were probably done by then. But it made me feel good that he noticed, mm-hmm. because of his talent, because of his history, to see somebody that was working hard.
Yeah.
And he knew the talents of people, what they could do.
Yes.
Maybe not what they expected of themselves, but what he expected of them and understood that could come out of them.
Yeah.
And I think that was an important part of Coach Senior, was drawing that out of young ladies that had talents that they just needed to work on to excel.
Yes, I mean, he noticed everything and everybody. I mean, not just the star players, you know. And I mean, I try to remember that too. People that, you know, our bench players and stuff like that, that may not even get in the game, but to tell them that, you know, how, you know, more a role they have on this team, and, you know, just trying to encourage them too. I mean, because, I mean, that's what he did. He encouraged every one of them, whether you play 32 minutes or whether you play 0 minutes, he's still there encouraging you, so.
Absolutely. Right now, folks, we're at Lauderdale County High School. We are coming to you from the Larry Senior Gymnasium, as the girls here at Lauderdale County have won another 3A state championship through the Alabama High School Athletic Association. We're here to congratulate them. This is my alma mater. This is where I went to school myself. Never played girls basketball, but I did kick for the football team. And I'm glad to be back here at Lauderdale County High School today. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ainsley Shelton, Armani Thomas, and Shyla Mart. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life.
Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm so glad that you can be with us today as we come to you from Larry Senior Gymnasium at Lauderdale County High School in Rogersville, Alabama. And we have three players who are championship players. They are Ainsley Shelton, Armani Thomas, and Shyla Marks. We'll start with Ainsley Shelton. Ainsley, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
Know your dad. He was my quarterback when we were at Lauderdale County in 1994. The season, he's 2 years older than me, and he was also my holder when I was a kicker. He did a great job. One time we were playing Ardmore, and the ball slipped off the block. So I had a block that I kicked off of. It slipped off, and it was laying flat on the ground. And I just went ahead and kicked it and made it. And your dad said, you just made that? I said, yeah, I did. Which I'd practiced laying the ball on the ground in case something had happened like that, and I was ready to. And, of course, it just went just like rolling over, just barely over the goalpost. But a lot of great memories with your dad, and you look a lot like your parents, more like your mom. You look great.
I did that a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
So let's talk about, what grade are you in first?
11th
grade. So let's talk about this season and what made this so special that culminated into a championship for you guys.
What made it so special for me was winning it for her, Coach Clemens. We all wanted it just as much for her as we wanted for ourselves, like, if not more. Like, we wanted to win for her. And just everything that's happened with her, that we all just wanted to win it for her. I think that's what made the biggest impact on our whole season, the whole season. That's what.
Well, and when you talk about what happened, and I won't talk about it too much, but Carla, like me, I've lost my parents. My grandparents raised me, but both of mine are gone. One of the things that I would have liked for them to have seen was taking this path of recognizing difference makers and sharing these stories and being an encouragement to people to do good in the communities. And my grandmother saw some of it. I started my show November 2017, And then she passed March 2018. So she saw a little bit of that. But when we talk about Carla's parents, Tony and Carl, the impact that they had on all their children to always be supportive, that was one thing that I always noticed when I was a student about Carl and Tony, that they were always supportive of their kids. Tony recently passed away in December. I know that that is a heavy, heavy loss, losing a parent, to not have them here to observe what's happening. But I know that both parents would be super proud of Coach Clemens and the success that she's had, whether she won a championship or not. Mm-hmm. They're just proud of their kids, what they've been able to accomplish. And so I know that you're alluding to that. When we talk about the team coming together, it's not easy sometimes for a team to gel. They're different personalities. They're mm-hmm. things that we may not always get along. That can create turmoil. That can create some issues. And other teams, maybe they would be very successful, but they just can't seem to work together in a way mm-hmm. that allows them to play as a whole team. What do you think was the recipe for success for Lauderdale County girls this year as you think about being able to play together, to get along, to come back 18 points down to win a championship game like that?
Well, first of all, we had none of that bad. None of it was on our team. None of that bad stuff was on our team. Nobody ever argued. We all got along for the most part. If there was something that we argued about, they wouldn't know about it. We weren't going to let them know about it. I mean, we would fix it before we went out to practice. So that had a lot to do with it. And then, like, the people that didn't play, the bench players, they always encourage us. Like, you could do anything, and they'd be over there just yelling, throwing towels. Like, they're so encouraging. And I think that was a big reason why we came back from that being down so much. Like, if we didn't have the fans or our bench, I don't think we might have not won that game, because they kept us in it. The momentum was there because of them. So I think that's what really won us the state championship this year.
Success creates opportunities. Mm-hmm. There's also responsibility with success. As far as opportunities, Ainsley, what do you see as a junior in high school, now that you've won a state championship, what do you think you can do with that to make an impact on, say, younger students who are coming up, to use the success and to be an influence on others?
I think it shows people, like, to just never give up, like, to always, like, keep pushing, whether you're down by however much or some things are not going your way, like, and that goes with life, like, in general, just everything in life. So just to never give up. There's always a way out of it. You can always step back up and keep going. I mean, it teaches you a lot about life in general, like the sport does. So
as I asked Coach Clemens about the difference makers in her life, let's talk about people that have been a difference maker in your life, because none of us get to where we are on our own. Somebody played a part to help us on that journey. So who are those people that influenced you that you would say, this person made a major impact to where I am today?
I would say Coach Clemens. She's probably my biggest impact. Like, she's gave me so much. Like, when I look back from when she's always been on our bench and, like, helping and all that kind of stuff. But, like, I didn't have the confidence that I had this year when I played, like, years past. I just didn't have that confidence, and she just was always so encouraging. Like, if you go out there and you miss 15 shots, she's gonna tell you to keep shooting it. Like, she's always so encouraging, and I don't know, I just, she's just so encouraging. I'm really gonna cry about it, but yeah. And then probably my dad too. My dad he's always giving me pointers and helping me, whether that be getting screamed out in the car on the ride home or hugging me and telling me good game.
Great.
Yeah. So.
Well, Ainsley Shelton, thank you for sharing with us today. And we're going to pass the microphone to Armani Thomas and let her share a little bit. Armani, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
So this success that y'all have had through the season, something that's very important at the end, I know, is to hold that championship trophy, that plaque, that blue map. What did that mean to you this year, Armani?
No, it really meant a lot, but it also meant a lot for our team as a whole to win it together, because we fought a lot through the season, you know, through summer, just working to get to where we are. You know, it was just good to finally hold something that we've been working for so long for.
What would you say the effort level when you start practicing, what does it take to get into a season and have the type of practices that are going to get you to a championship game? What is that like?
You know, just staying focused, you know, just buying into what Coach Clemens or any of the coaches having to say, you know, just trying to be serious and just trying to consume everything they're trying to tell us.
And for young people, being serious is not always the easiest thing, right?
Well, it's not.
I mean, really, our minds when we're younger are a little different.
You should be yes.
Do you want to say that again?
You should meet Emory Owens.
Okay. All over the place, huh? But you get a level of maturity, and that's something that you're going to carry with you outside of high school into your regular life, whatever you choose to do. So this sport plays a major part, a major role in your life's journey.
Yes, it does.
Speaking of that, let's talk about those who are important to you, those who've mentored you, made a difference in your life.
You know, like, most definitely my dad and my mom. They always coach me, you know, give me pointers, and they would always train me late nights in the gym. And just all of the coaches that have coached me through the years, AAU coaches, regular coaches, Coach Clemens, like, they've always, you know, pushed me ahead towards my goal, and they always, like, wanted to see me thrive and do the best.
And how do you feel, Armani, with this success, a championship, a highly successful season, that you can take that and make a difference in somebody else's life with what you've learned through this game?
You know, I've learned a lot of stuff, but teaching, like, young girls and even my little sister that's 10, I just tell her, you know, you can always do whatever you put your mind to, no matter how long it takes you, how far you have to work, how far you have to do anything, you know, just keep pushing.
Your little sister might appreciate a shout-out. What's her first name?
Kennedy.
Shout-out to Kennedy. She'll be listening, I'm sure. So yeah, this is great. I appreciate you joining me, Armani, and congratulations on a state championship.
Thank you.
Well-deserved. And last but not least, we have Shyla Marks. I also attended school with Shyla's mom, Sonia, who is an assistant coach for the team. Shyla, a successful season for your team. Congratulations on the championship.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the work that went into having this successful season. I know there are times and moments where you may get tired or you're worn out and you just have to push yourself, right? There's something that you find within yourself to do that?
Yeah, most definitely. Especially, like, you know, going through that December stretch. We were just having to grit it out, you know. We were just saying, make it through this, just keep pushing, keep going through. And soon enough, I mean, we're here now. I mean, made it to the end of the season, got what we wanted.
Speak to your team members about, or speak about your team members and the relationship that you all have together. This relationship will extend far beyond high school. Y'all will always be close. And this is something that I feel is special about sports, is that you can make these bonds that can last for a lifetime.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But especially with this team, I started playing in eighth grade when I was, you know, young, and I was able to look up to the upperclassmen, you know. But, you know, being here, being a senior now, I've been playing with these girls for the past 4 years. And being... now that we all are juniors and seniors, like Coach Kimlin said, you know, we've had only like one senior the past 2 years. We've all been playing together for the past 4 years as 9th and 10th graders. So we knew how we played with each other. And I think we finally just gained that experience. And, you know, playing together for 4 years, I mean, we're going to have that great relationship for the rest of our lives.
Like Coach Clemens, your mom was a very successful girls basketball player and been successful as a coach. Let's talk about your mom for just a little bit and the impact that she's had on your life because of her talent with basketball.
Oh, yeah. She's my mom, so of course she's going to have this big impact. But the legacy that she's left and, you know, being a great player here, being a state championship coach at Clements, I mean, it was just something that I had to look up to and live up to. And, I mean, you know, if you know her, you know she's one of the most stubborn people, and I am just like her. And I knew that I wanted, you know, to live up to what she's put out in Rogersville, you know, what she's left. And it's just, especially with the way she helps me with everything, it's just an amazing experience.
Can you give us some insight on what it meant for your mom to be able to come back to Lauderdale County, to Rogersville, to be able to coach here?
Yes. Well, after my brother was born, you know, she left Clements, and that was and she took off for a while, and I never knew if she'd coach again. You know, she moved around from place to place, you know, West Limestone, Lawrence County, different places, but she always told me, like, if she had a chance to come back with me, she would. And luckily enough, she got this math job here, Coach Clemens, and was kind enough to let her, you know, help out, you know, everything. And it's just, it was an amazing experience to be able to share it with her, you know.
We mentioned your mom, but then as far as others who have impacted your life, made a difference, those who have been mentors and mean so much to you on where you are today, who are those people in your life?
Definitely this amazing woman standing next to me, Coach Clemens. You know, I've been playing varsity since eighth grade. So, you know, coming up as a young girl, you know, you look up to your coaches, and you know, and having her be able to coach me for the past 5 years, I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better coach. Even though she wasn't the head coach, I still knew she had my back no matter what. And being able to do this for her, this, you know, my senior year, her first year head coach, I mean, it was awesome.
And as I said earlier, success brings opportunities. And for you, you have an opportunity to go on to college and play basketball. Where is that you're going to play?
I'm going to Shelton State Community College, yes.
Shelton State. And I want to ask you the same question I asked the other ladies. As far as being successful and having an opportunity now to influence others, from that role here at Lauderdale County High School to your role that you'll have at Shelton, how do you feel like you can impact other people because of this success? What can you impart to them?
If people that know me know I don't like to talk very much. I'm very like keep to myself, but what I strive to do is, you know, lead by example. So, you know, going to work on the court, you know, put in the extra hours. And these young girls need to know that it's not just going to practice, you know, practicing once every day, you know, for a couple hours. It's, you know, shooting in the gym afterwards. It's working out. It's, you know, keeping up with your academics even. I mean, because you have to be smart to be able to play on that court. And it's just, you know, same thing I tell my brother, just keep your head down and go to work. Like, I mean, that's all it is.
Absolutely. Shyla Marks, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today. And we'll finish out with Coach Clemens. Again, you've got some great young ladies here. We just have three of them today, but I know that you have many who could have joined us today and shared their experience as well, and all great attitudes that has led to a successful season here at Lauderdale County High School.
Yeah, I mean, people talk about the state championship, but, you know, I just brag on these girls. Have, you know, it's an awesome group of girls that I have. I mean, from 1 through 15, I mean, they're just awesome. I mean, and like, you know, Shyla mentioned, you know, not just on the court, but outside the gym. I mean, they're smart. Like I said, you know, Shyla's fixing to go play softball and she's playing golf. Armani's fixing to go to track meet. You know, they do other things outside of basketball. And like I said, they represent our community and our school very well. So, and I'm just very proud of them. So.
And from your experience, Coach Clemens, you know the bond that these young ladies will have years from now and the relationships that have been created because of this.
We talked about that, you know, several times this year. You know, it's not about always, you know, winning and losing. And, you know, we, especially the night before our state championship game, you know, we talked about, you know, no matter what the outcome is, you know, it's gonna be okay. You know, but the things they're going to remember is, like I said, the relationships they've built, you know, with each other and the experience we got to go to their state tournament and experience with each other. That's what they're going to remember. Okay, not, you know, who scored what in the state championship game. It's just going to remember those relationships they have with each other. So,
absolutely. And if you would allow me to, I'd like to dedicate this show to your parents, Tony and Carl Tate, as well as Coach Larry Senior and all those who've made an impact in this program here at Lauderdale County High School, made it the success that it is. So this show is dedicated to those individuals, and we appreciate them. We wish they were still here with us, but they're not, and we can continue their legacy. We can let the example that they led for us to lead other people and be an example for them, and it has a generational impact. So these folks are still in our hearts, and they're still leading us to where we are today.
I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Larry Senior Gymnasium at Lauderdale County High School in Rogersville, Alabama. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.